Welcome back, students. Today we are going to discuss about the second division of the Peninsular Plateau, that is the Deccan Plateau. Two divisions of the Deccan Plateau, that means Western Ghats and Eastern Ghats. Important features of the Peninsular Plateau: the Great Indian Desert, the coastal plains, and the island groups of India. Let us see the important features of Deccan Plateau. Deccan Plateau is a triangular landmass that lies to the south of the river Narmada. Satpura Range flanks its broad base in the north. The Mahadev, the Kaimur Hills, and the Michael Range form its eastern extensions. It is higher in the west and slopes gently eastwards. An extension of the plateau is also visible in the northeast, locally known as the Meghalaya, Karbi Anglong Plateau, and the North Kachar Hills. It is separated by a fault from the Chota Nagpur Plateau. Three prominent hill ranges from the west to east are the Garo Hills, the Khasi Hills, and the Janichya Hills. The Western Ghats and the Eastern Ghats marks the western and eastern edges of the Deccan Plateau respectively. Now, let us see what are the important features of the Western Ghats. The Western Ghats lies parallel to the western coastal strip of India. They are continuous and can be crossed through passes only. The Western Ghats are higher than the Eastern Ghats. Their average elevation is 900 to 1600 meters. Now, let us see, children, what are the important features of Eastern Ghats. Its average height is 600 meters. The Eastern Ghats stretch from the Mahanadi Valley to the Nilgiris in the south. The Eastern Ghats are discontinuous and irregular and dissected by rivers draining into the Bay of Bengal. The Dodda Beta, that is 2637 meters from the sea level, Mahendragiri, are the highest peaks in the Eastern Ghats. Chevroy Hills and the Jawadi Hills are located to the southeast of the Eastern Ghats. The famous hill stations of South India, that are the Udagamandalam, which is popularly known as Ooty, and Kodaikanal. Now, let us see what are the important features of the Peninsular Plateau. One of the distinct features of the Peninsular Plateau is the black soil area known as the Deccan Trap. You may be knowing that this is very useful for growing cotton. This is of volcanic origin. Hence, the rocks are of igneous type. Actually, these rocks have denuded over time and are responsible for the formation of black soil. The Aravalli Hills lie on the western and northwestern margins of the central highlands. Now, let us see about the important features of the Great Indian Desert. The Indian Desert lies towards the western margins of the Aravalli Hills. It is an undulating sandy plain covered with sand dunes. This region receives very low rainfall, below 150 mm per year. It has arid climate with low vegetation cover. Streams appear during the rainy season. Soon after, they disappear into the sand, as they do not have enough water to reach the sea. Luni is the only largest river in this region. Now, another physiographic division is coastal plains. This can be divided into western coastal plain and eastern coastal plain. Now, let us see what is there in western coastal plain. The western coastal plain is being sandwiched between the Western Ghats and the Arabian Sea. It is a quite narrow plain. and it has been divided into three. The northern part of the western coastal plain is Konkan Coast, the middle part is Kannad Coast, and the lower part is Malabar Coast. Now let us see what is there in eastern coastal plain. The eastern coastal plain, like the western coastal plain, is also divided into two. The northern part is known as Northern Sirka and the southern part is known as Coromandel Coast. You can see everything in the map in the slide. Now, the rivers flowing through the eastern coastal plains are Mahanadi, the Godavari, the Krishna and the Kaveri. Now, important lake, Chilka Lake, which is the largest saltwater lake in India, which is found in the state of Orissa. It is in the south of the Mahanadi Delta. Now, the last physiographic division of India is the island groups. See, the island groups also, we can divide it into two. That is the island groups which are found in the Arabian Sea, western side, as well as in the eastern side, the island groups which are found in the Bay of Bengal. Now, we can see the difference between these two. That is, the island groups which are found in the western coastal strip, that is in the Arabian Sea, are being called as Lakshadweep Islands. And Kavaretti is the administrative headquarters of this Lakshadweep Islands. This island group has great diversity of flora and fauna. The Piti Island is the uninhabited island, which is also one of the bird sanctuary. And the island group has great diversity of flora and fauna. Now, let us see about the Andaman Nicobar Islands. The Andaman in the north and Nicobar in the south. It is believed that these islands are the elevated portions of the submarine mountains. It is believed that these islands are elevated portions of the submarine mountains. Now, these are the physiographic division of India. Now, each physiographic division of India is complementary to each other. That means the Great Himalayas are the source of three major rivers. And the mountain regions are the storehouses of minerals as well as water resources. And we can find a wide variety of wildlife in this region. Peninsular plateau is the storehouse of rich sources of mineral resources. And the island groups also are rich in coral deposits. And the coastal plains are providing natural harbors to our country.